forgotten architects, smoke-aged and weather-darkened, squeezed on every side by the overgrowing of the great city and choked like an old well with stones and bricks, its small quadrangles lying down in very pits formed by the streets and buildings which, in course of time, had been constructed above its heavy chimney stalks, its old trees insulted by the neighbouring smoke, which deigned to droop so low when it was very feeble and the weather very moody, its grass plots struggling with the mildewed earth to be grass, or to win any show of compromise, its silent pavements, unaccustomed to the tread of feet and even to the observation of eyes, except when a stray face looked down from the upper world, wondering what nook it was, its sundial in a little bricked-up corner, where no sun had straggled for 100 years, but where, in compensation for the sun's neglect, the snow would lie for weeks when it lay nowhere else, and the black east wind would spin like a huge humming-top, when, in all other places, it was silent and still. His dwelling at its heart and core, within doors, at his fireside, was so...